the board. I feel like everyone was kind of watching the same things for the first time in a long time and having these sort of similar experiences. And I don't feel like that happens too often in our world. Mm-hmm. And so I think maybe that's sort of why it was interesting to me. It was just like, oh yeah, people all over the world are watching birds right now, which maybe they haven't done before. I don't know. And also, I'm not sure that it is important to sing about these things, but I think whenever I'm making music, I'm just trying to put what's on my mind. Mm. It was hard to think about anything else for a while there. So I sort of thought it's nice to remember that that was the only thing on my mind for a little while there.
Did you do some things as an artist in the internet? I guess you got this one Christmas musical or stuff like that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was a fun thing. I had an idea for a Christmas musical where all the Santa and his elves would be on a Zoom call, you know, mm-hmm. in boxes on a screen. And I was lucky enough to team up with some people who were willing to make it happen and, you know, really... You know, I mean, I just wrote the thing. They were riding around on bicycles, delivering fake snow to each mm-hmm. other in, you know, deep pandemic time. Everyone was wearing face masks and doing costume fittings on the street. And anyway, I think it was really a big team effort. And I just, I got to sit and watch it all happen. So it was, mm-hmm. it was a real treat.
Ticket I'd pre-ordered for the show, but the girl there at the entry waved me in and let it go. That night I learned the lesson that everyone should know. The real heroes are the ones who are bad at their jobs. Just think of every barkeep who's overserved you wine, or that clerk who let you shoplift all that gum when you were nine. Some might call them lazy, I'm proud to call mine. My real heroes are the ones who are bad at their jobs. You can talk about duty and how a duty must be done. Sure, it's fun to say duty, but I prefer a soldier who's laying down his gun. And when I get to heaven where they guard the golden throne, his phone, 'cause then I'll spend forever with the slackers I have known. The real heroes are the ones who are bad at their jobs. Don't work too hard, Jake.
Yeah, then come up to the real heroes. Maybe that fits also a little bit. The heroes was a big theme in the pandemic. It's a song about people that are doing mistakes, but you adore them, right? And why?
Yeah, I mean, I guess and calling it mistakes is maybe even being generous. It's just people who don't care that much about their jobs. And I think obviously there's a lot of talk about people who stick to their duty and do it no matter what. And I feel like there is room in our hearts to celebrate the people who aren't actually caring that much. Like maybe not all jobs are worth doing as well as they could possibly be done. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's okay for a security guard to let you in every once in a while when you're not supposed to be there. Or, you know, I relate to the slackers and I like to think that they are somehow redeemable. There's something good there.
And which job did you have been bad?
Oh, I should say most of the times when I have been bad at my job, it was pretty bad that I was bad at my job. Like mm-hmm. when I worked on Broadway taking care of the puppets for a musical. And sometimes I would just forget to go and, you know, put the new costume for the puppet on, and I would send somebody out in a wedding dress for no reason because I had been reading a book. So it's not to say that, it's always the right move, but I have definitely been guilty of that.
So one of the hits, I guess, in the on the EP, and you released it already, is The Lousy Date. It's a song about you going on a date alone with yourself. So my first question would be, why don't you enjoy that?
Because it's just me. It's just me and myself. Mm-hmm. I think it was sort of a joke, obviously, because we all spend lots of times with ourselves, and that's okay. I think I was bristling at this idea. I think I had read about it, read some annoying article about why not treat yourself? Why not be, it's just like, oh man, I'm going to spend all this money going out with myself. What a joke.
Do you think we get told doing things not alone? Does it make does it make any sense for you that people tell you you should do things on your own, like going out with yourself?
I think it's good to be able to spend time by yourself. Obviously, that is a good thing, and it's something I tell my son all the time, of like, you have to be able to entertain yourself. You can't always just be looking to other people to fulfill mm-hmm. you every moment or entertain you or whatever. I think there is definite value in being by yourself. I think what I don't like is when it sort of becomes just sort of a platitude cliche of like, well, your real best friend is you. It's just mm-hmm. like, I don't know. That's too much pressure for one person.
Yeah, that's right. I think it would be funny to know what happens if you will do the thing you said in the end of the song, and now I'm checking out other women in the room and wishing I was with them instead. Maybe it's an idea for another song. What would happen if you go randomly to another table with women and ask them if you can join?
I wonder what they would say. I think I would probably be a little freaked out if somebody just came and said, hey, I'm here by myself. Can I sit with you? I guess it would depend, honestly, right? Because it's like I would probably make a snap judgment. And if the lady looked cool, I would be excited. Mm-hmm. And if she looked unhinged, I would try and wave to the waiter to see if he could remove her from the premises.
Yeah. But I may make this experience when I'm traveling alone and I'm sitting alone on the table, that sometimes people come and ask if they can sit with you if there's not enough place in the restaurant. Right. And I think this is very nice because you learn to know other or new people, which would not happen if you had been with another person. So then there's maybe not that much conversation. But
no, I think that's true. My mom and dad, both of them, if they get on an airplane sitting next to somebody, they will get off knowing that person's entire life story. I feel like I'm more shy than that. I usually just assume everyone would rather just sit there quietly and stare into space.
Order what I
let's talk about mammoth action. Dear, I do feel that. Even there's not this this word in German for mam.
Yeah, what is the German equivalent? Is there a...
I thought about maybe like Dame.
Oh, I'm trying to find Rachel Glassberg. I was just texting with. Do you know her? And she said there is... What did she say it was? Anyway, Zizen, or is that a word? S-I-E-Z-E-N? Yeah,
let me... Siezen.
Siezen, yeah.
Yes. Siezen is, yes. It's not a word for person. In German, we have this very polite speaking with people, and then we say we say Sie. So this is more polite, and for a person, you've got more respect for mostly elder people. And if you are more common, you say Du, like you, like the other right. You. We've got two different words for you, and that's what she meant with Siezen.
It's more formal, more for your friends, parents kind of a vibe. Yeah.
And I think we only got this opposite if you want to be not that kind to a younger person. And then we say this Fräulein, you know this, or you notice maybe some German Fräulein. You always say that in English, maybe. It's the smaller, the younger one who is not married, the younger woman who is not married and stuff. We only got this for the younger, not for the older ones.
Right. Yeah. Well, right. Yeah. Miss is sort of young, but implies not married. Yeah.
Yes.
You know, it's funny that we have all these heavily gendered things. I think I don't know how it is over there, for in America, Mr. is basically it.
Yeah.
For the men, and then for the gals, we get a lot of different versions.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
So what else is there? Miss, Mrs., Ma'am?
Miss, Mrs., and then we have Ms. Is sort of like, if you don't want to say if you're married or not, you can say Ms., which has sort of become the default polite thing. I think that's more common if you're just meeting somebody. But you wouldn't say, excuse me, Ms. It would only be like, excuse me, Ms. Pepstein.
Yeah. Yes. And wouldn't they say to you, Mrs. Kreutz?
Yeah, Matt's, my husband's family, when they send Christmas cards, they always write to Mr. and Mrs. Colburn, which is his name. I don't really mind. It's like, oh, okay, sure, I'll be Mrs. Colburn for the day.
But, yes, because I named my radio show Mrs. Pepstein because I wanted to amplify that I'm a grown up, you know?
Right. Yeah, I guess in over here, right, Mrs. is only married. If you say Mrs., it would definitely mean that you belong to somebody.
I only belong to myself.
I know. I think it's all legal stuff, right? It's like, who gets your ox when you die?
Yeah, I think they
have all these distinctions.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's come back to the song. So how did come the idea for the song? Was it a real experience you made? Or?
Oh, it's a constant experience. Oh, it happens. It happens more and more with each passing year. And I think the first time is I've talked to a lot of gals about it, and they all say, oh yeah, that first one, that was brutal when I first got mammed. But I think the only way to win is to turn it back on them, especially if it's another gal saying it to you. If it's some young missy at a coffee shop, you just got to mam them back. They say, here you go, ma'am. And you just say, ma'am.
But can we say it clear? We are not old, right? So what did you thought when you were younger about women our age now?
Oh, I thought like a million years old, right? Like,
yes.
Yeah, haggard old crone, I think was the, category. Yeah.
So, but what can we do to make a change?
I don't know. I think it's just by example, right? And I mean, some things, it's just inevitable, right? I mean, we are older than we were. And I think hopefully the more cool stuff we are doing, the less stigma goes with that. You know, it's like, yeah, if we're only going to the beauty shop in our curlers and knitting, then that's what that's going to look like. And if we're out rocking, then that's what that's going to look like. So I think that's, it's the only thing. But I also, you know, it's like, I have to be realistic. Like, I bristle and say, how dare you call me ma'am? But then I thought, hey, you know, like, I have a child, like, I've been around for a while, like, it's not insane for somebody to call me ma'am. So I have to sort of check myself as well, like, and also sort of taking away the idea there's something wrong with that. You know, if you can switch the power around and just say, yeah, I'm a ma'am, you know, and obviously nobody likes getting older, but boy, wouldn't, if you could like getting older, you would win life. If you could somehow convince yourself that the older you got, the better things were, there'd be no stopping your happiness, right? You just get more and more happy every year. So yeah. I haven't achieved that yet, but I'm working on it.
I try to be more laid back and accept things more than I would have 10 years ago. And I think this is a good thing of becoming older.
Do you feel like you can do it? Do you feel like you're successful in getting more laid back?
From time to time. I thought maybe, I'm not sure, but maybe this could also be a kind of menopause song, I thought.
Yeah, it sure could be. I mean, it starts off with the first time you get called ma'am, which is, of course, pre-menopause, unless you're incredibly foxy. But sure, I think, you know, it's a song for the ages. And I think anybody who's experienced it, and it comes for us all, right? It's like all the cute young missies who are calling us ma'am, they will be ma'amed themselves someday. And
yes,
that brings some comfort.
Yes, and I think one problem is also that you don't see much women that age in media or in music or stuff like that. It's getting less women the older they get in public a little bit, I guess.
Yeah, I'm sure it's sexism. Also, maybe it's just women being sort of practical at some point and being like, well, okay, I'm just going to get things done now, whereas maybe men are more like, oh, I'm gonna keep doing this ridiculous shit forever.
Like Mick Jagger with 80 years old.
Right, exactly. I don't know, but it'll be interesting to see how it changed, you know, because I think, right, he was coming up at a time when there were so few women doing anything cool, you know, and the ones that were really stood out. And I feel like that's been shifting over the past 50 years. So it'll be interesting to see how that changes in the next generation or two, if it changes. I don't know, we'll see. There's backsliding going on.
Yes. But there are really a lot of a few very fierce women who are still there and going on stage, like Patti Smith or Joni Mitchell did this thing, and I think this is really adorable in a way.
Yeah. You know, I guess the goal is to move it from being adorable to being like inevitable. Being like, oh yeah, well, of course that's what they're doing. I think there's, I don't know how it is over there. There's people talk a lot about how as a woman gets older, she becomes invisible. You know, you're at the bar and it's hard to get the bartender to pay attention to you. You know, they just sort of don't see you. So I feel like maybe the only option is just to get real weird as you get older, you know, and like really go for it. Get like the 2-foot high green mohawk going.
She said, ma'am, here's your coffee. And I blinked and looked around. She said, ma'am, here's your coffee. Barista, who could be my little sister? So I started to resist, and suddenly it dawned on me. I'm a ma'am, I'm a ma'am, I'm a big old ma'am. It hit me like a body slam. I'd never heard that moniker before. I've been called baby, been called slut, been called most every damn thing, but a ma'am, but a ma'am, but a big old ma'am I am. There's a door, guy holds it open, and I smile. places. Wish he'd let the damn thing close and let it go. Cause now I know I'm a man, I'm a man. Stupid cow, what I would give to hear those now. That a man, that a man, that a big old man I am. Soldiers in the army and sailors on the ocean, when they get a new title, it's considered a promotion. Why can't I feel the same about my new acquired name? If experience is relevance, why shouldn't I?
Let's talk about good and bad. Actually, this song is not a song. I don't know if we should tell the funny end, but before people didn't hear the song, but this song is not about sex, right?
No, not about sex. Just about beds.
What did you experience about people in your bed or people you're sharing your bed with?
Well, I know for myself, I am a bad sleeper. And my husband is very patient with me, but I am a pillow flipper, cover rearranger. I'm up all night, you know, shifting around and, you know, trying to find the cool spot in the bed. I'm a nightmare to sleep with. And so thinking about, sharing beds, like I am not great. But there are people out there who just, they lie down, they fall asleep, and they're the luckiest people in the world.
So I when I heard the song, I thought that you are jealous about the people that can just sleep.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
If you could do it, especially, I take pills, I do all this stuff. If I could, just fall asleep. And I, it's definitely... I think it's a thing that's come on me as I've gotten older. I think about, when I was touring a lot and all like the disgusting places I slept. But I guess, in those days, I suppose I was passing out drunk. So maybe that's what I need to do more.
maybe you should drink more.
I think that's kind of what my doctor would say. Try a fifth of whiskey before bed?
I don't know. I stopped actually drinking alcohol. So, but this doesn't help neither for good sleep. So, when we talk about family, because in the end, maybe we can say it in the end, you shared the bed with your sister and she was a good sleeper.
Yeah.
That's the final thing.
Yeah, no, my little sister is a champion sleeper. She can sleep anywhere. She puts her head, she gets into a car. If she leans her head against the window, she's out in 3 minutes.
I want to have that.
No, we're all jealous of it.
Complain. If your sheets are dirty, she'll just go to sleep until about 8:30. She doesn't need no Ambien, she don't need melatonin. She doesn't need the outlet. Go ahead and plug your phone in. She's good.
Speaking of your family, your dad again painted the picture for your EP. What kind of information did you give him before he painted it? Was he allowed to listen to the music?
I didn't play him the music. We just sort of talked about the title of the EP, calling it Ma'am of Action. And my dad, you know, has a real funny sensibility and a real, you know, illustrator mind. So I think he just immediately saw some sort of a heroic pose, and so it was an easy one.
And how did you come on this title, Man of Action?
Oh, well, I think, you know, in English, man of action is something people mm-hmm. say, you know, like, oh yeah, that guy's a real man of action. He mm-hmm. really gets stuff done. So I don't know. Yeah. Matt and I spent a happy half hour going through all the, you know, Ma'am of Iron, Ma'am of Promise, Ma'am of Distinction.
Ma'am of the Universe, maybe.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it can really give you anything. He